Hey everybody, it's lunchtime, 12 o'clock. My Buka is probably being delivered to Lace Market House as we speak, but I've come out to do a job because after all, we all have to live, we all have to eat. And talking about eating, I'm down at the Nikono, N-K-O-N-O. Have I pronounced that right, Elaine?
Nikono, yes.
Nikono. So www.nikono.co.uk, so it's N-K-O-N-O. Straight talking, lip smacking, street eating. To be honest, that sums up the guy, let alone the food. There's a man standing with like parcels. Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Alan here. Yeah, these are uniquely new in the market. They are parcel of curries in leaves. The leaves is healthy, steamed, then roast. So
and
it's
eco-friendly.
Eco, very, very eco-friendly. So good for you, good for the environment.
How long will you marinate that for?
We marinate this for about a day.
Yeah.
With freshly caught steak fish, and then we slowly season it,
yeah,
and then we mix it very well and we put it on the leaves and skillfully we fold it as a parcel and then we steam it in a big pan with very, very little water.
Nice.
It is really good, irresistible, appetizing, and the food, the taste of flavors to come.
Right. So I've got to explain why I'm here. So basically I had a phone call, an email message probably a couple of months back because we were doing a lot of stuff for the NTU, and he's just launched probably about 6 weeks ago, so just less than a couple of months, and it's Cameroon curry in a cone. Now that sounds a little bit quirky, but what he's got down here is at the Victoria Market place, so like where the old market is in the Victoria Centre on the top floor, there's like an area where there's the fishmongers and where all the meat is. And
that's the fish market actually.
Is it the fish market itself?
Yeah,
is that what it's known as? Okay. And then on the right hand side here where I'm standing in his stall, he's got like fish, he's got like meatballs, he's got like rice, and we've done a little video so that you can watch that as well. So we're prepping something today, aren't we?
Yeah,
so talk me through this because it sounds very posh.
So what we're trying to do actually, you can see I use this mortar quite often.
Yeah.
Because we need it to cook in a sustainable way. What we're trying to do today is this lovely, very, very lovely halibut steak. We want to make sure that we have a meal I call sometimes monk food. Why do you call it monk food? It is a traditional cuisine from Mongolia actually, where the food is, the fish is made with a lot of herbs, subtle enough to help the monk really enter into meditation very easily without having to stay for a long time. And this is going to be mixed. Just a little bit of steak first. We just chop it. It's really, really good.
So where, where did your passion come from then? I presume family.
The family is my grandmother got the famous secret. Then I thought it was really, really difficult for me to keep the secret much longer. So the better, the sooner I share it with food-loving people in Nottingham, the better, really.
So where does the eco thing come from, though? Because you seem to really... I mean, it's a tradition back home, I would say, anyway, isn't it?
Yeah,
you use what you've got around you, yeah?
It is.
And also be respectful of the environment, right?
Exactly. And also, in a way, it was kind of embarrassing eating in the leaves there. We didn't know that we were actually preserving the environment.
All right.
But when you come here, you hear people talking about sustainability, an alternative to single-use plastic, then ideas start to melt in your brain and so on. And we believe that this will be the food for the future, the package for the future, the pan for the future, the carrier for the future. And we are the pioneers in this field.
The ambassadors.
The ambassadors to make sure that people start to change their behaviors now in terms of food. So our food, it's not really, really much about food. It's about health.
Health
for you, health for the environment, sustainability at the heart of it.
Awesome.
This is it, yes.
Awesome. Right, so, I'm keeping you behind.
We have this.
Yeah.
And then we have a little bit of a little bit of black peppers. It goes really, really a long way. This is really good. We always make sure that we have some black peppers because it's add a little bit cutting edge.
Mm.
Shouldn't be too much. If not, the monk will not rest very well. We have a little bit of sea salt, just to give it a little bit of ziggy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it there. And then we have parsley, freshly, all of this is, you can find all of this in the market. We have a little bit of parsley here. Good. And then, now the magic spice. This is really the key ingredients we are going to add. This is the famous, now known Cameroon curry in a cone.
Ah,
this is
okay.
It is a component of 17 different spices, all with a very, very strong flavor.
Wow.
And really, really melting. And they are not only nutritive in a way, they are also health-based, Some of them help you really to sleep without having nightmares and things like that.
So basically what he's saying is instead of having lots of different kinds of food, you're getting a lot of different kind of vitamins.
Exactly.
And from this kind of...
Minerals so on, yeah.
Gotcha.
Really, really nice. Some of them look after your stomach very well. So just a little bit, there. That's it. We have it wrapped up there. And once we have it, just a tiny bit of oil to bind the mix. This is the mix. So just we go in with a tiny bit of oil there to mix. Yeah. Now, because we're cooking for the monk, remember, we always make sure that we have something really, really subtle. And these oyster mushrooms are here.
Beautiful.
To make sure that the fish is not only on its own, but goes well with the fish, and as it's cooking,
it'll soak it up and
the oyster mushroom will melt ultimately with the fish to present you with a wonderfully stewed kind of oyster mushrooms curry, Cameroon curry in Alibot.
And I guess that took a few revisions to find that, because you tried different mushrooms and these work best.
Exactly. This was the best working for that kind of dish. Always a sprig of something, whichever herb is fresher, gives you the right mix.
So we
mix it very well. Mix it there. Now, we're going into the element that makes this food wonderful. What we have found was that if we use these leaves, then we have really the freshness of the leaves that is going to most definitely add more flavors to this meal. And the leaves is called the banana leaves. The banana leaves, it comes in a sheet, like you see. This is where we derive our corn from. It's really, really unique in a way that it adds moisture to the food while adding freshness at the same time.
Wow.
It's good for you, it's good for the environment, it's good for the food you're eating.
And it's a heavy,
this is it.
Nice.
So what we do then is, just cleverly, we chop it into two.
Yeah.
And then we create a sheet down.
So these are a byproduct of something else, aren't they?
Yeah,
something else wraps inside of it,
A byproduct of bananas. When people see bananas in the shops and so, they don't really know where they are from. This, when they chop the banana, this goes to the waste.
Yeah.
So we believe that you can use the wastage to create a product that is going to help toward alleviating the difficulties of the environment.
Packaging and everything else.
This is it. So now what we do cleverly is we put one sheet down, one sheet up. We'll need this rope.
So you use every single piece?
Every single piece of
it. So you're not putting string on there, you're using the edging of the banana.
The banana string, you have to be imaginative and creative.
Of course, of course.
When you live in the tropics.
Of course.
So this is it. Sometimes my grandmother used to have a little secret. Before you put it there, to make it really, really mellow, you pass the banana leaves here. You give it a little bit of a whack.
That
whack there makes it more malleable, makes it more, you know, you
tighten it up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure that the banana leaves really respond to the shape you want to give it.
It's
really, really practical, and it's really something that many people will love to be doing. You can now cook the cakes here.
Have you thought about doing courses at lunchtime, bringing 4 or 5 people in?
Yeah, we will be trying to see what is it that we will be targeting schools, because we think at an early age youngsters learn really and get the passion of touching these things and, you know, finding more ideas as to how to improve this and so on.
Yeah.
And now that we have, you can see the texture has completely changed.
It has
completely changed. And now it's becoming very, very easy for anybody. Always we put it a sign of cross so that we don't have things going around and so on. A little bit of this. A little bit of that. A little bit of this. Remember, all the time we make sure that the mushrooms are under the pieces of fish. All the time. Remember, the mushrooms must be under the pieces of fish, because they are going to melt through as we cook them, so that we have all the essence. Now, one key thing in this dish that you shouldn't underestimate is the usage of lime leaves.
Okay.
Lime leaves will add that subtlety in the taste, will add subtlety in the flavors, will add subtlety in the aroma. And all of that gives the dish a new dimension.
And does that bind everything else?
It will infuse in the halibut steak and will give it a new dimension. Mm. And that is what actually get the monk spirit to go into meditation very quickly and in trance pretty much in no time.
Wow.
So we add them there, particularly well positioned. And what we do simply now that we have it, for those who like things hot, you have always a chili, little bit of chili to make it really, really. Today we're using the Scott bonnet. Normally we use the Nanga bot for those who are very, very, very strong. And then we put it there cleverly. And now that we have the leaves and this is it.
So we're folding it up now. Got it all folding, rolled it up.
We're folding it now. We're folding it from both sides, everything, everywhere, and so on. And we have the pasta. This is the pasta. Very, very clever. And we have the banana leaf sheet rope there to go around. To go around. And we tie it up.
So you're making stuff every single day then, I guess?
Every single day. We have to do more research all the time because we want to make sure that we have a very, very, very improved standard, particularly look at new dishes that we can bring to the market to make people in the great city of Nottingham to enjoy. This is halibut steak in the parcel. The Congolese call it liboke. The Cameroonian call it nkuno. This is where the name of the business derived from.
Alain, that is awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing
that. Thank you very much. To cook this, you just need to steam it in a pan with little water, with a little cover, and you top up water progressively for 30 minutes. Then it's cooked.
And then you just unfold it, put it on the plate.
You can unfold it straight away to eat with some white rice or some roast potato, or you can again put it in the oven.
Can you steam that?
Yeah, you can steam. You can put it in the oven for another 20 minutes so that the soup dry off a little bit, and you have a heavy, very, very deep penetrating stewed halibut steak.
Very nice.
Good for you, good for the monk, and good for the fantastic shoppers in the great city of Nottingham Market. This is it.